Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our devotional lessons based on the Gospel of John. But before we begin today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being the great God that thou art. We thank you for this opportunity to open up thy very words. We just pray for the Holy Spirit to be our guide and teacher today. I pray for the saint of God who is listening, that they would be encouraged by the study today, by the lesson today, that they would be built up in the things of thee, Lord, that it would give them the strength that they need, Lord, to fight that spiritual battle that they fight each and every day. And Father, we do pray, Father, for the sinner, Lord, the lost soul that's never, ever trusted Jesus Christ shed blood and nothing else to save them, Lord. We pray this would be the very day that they would believe in their heart that Christ died. He died for their sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. That they would believe it's only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that they can have all their sins, past, present, and future, forgiven, and secure them a home in heaven. And we'll rejoice with the angels in heaven over one sinner that repenteth this day. Father, we commit this time into thy hand. We pray that you have your will in your way. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray and we give thanks. Amen. Today we begin in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And we're going to read together verses 1 through 5. So let's get our King James Bible. And we'll begin reading in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. In this chapter, the emphasis is not placed on the sheep, but upon the thief and the robber, and upon the good shepherd. Jesus is speaking to the Jews who refuse to accept him or believe what their own eyes had seen. In chapter 9, we walk with the Lord as he meets the blind man, makes him to see, and then faces the battle with the Jews. They try to persuade the man with new sight to denounce Jesus. The man could only say, "One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Jesus was trying to get these Jews to understand that there was a force in the world that would deceive men, taking them captive. This force would steal and rob men of everything good. You see, this force is still active in the world. This thief and this robber has not given up, but still dominates men and women. Let us divide this chapter into two divisions and bring to light a truth that is much needed. First of all, let's look at the first division is the robber. The robber. You see, the devil never wants to be exposed. But here in these verses, Jesus is giving a vivid picture of the devil and his power. Because we read this. First of all, he climbed up. In verse 1, we read this in John's Gospel, chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door in the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. The devil himself is the thief and robber. He was once identified as the son of the morning. Yet in that position, he was not satisfied. He determined to exalt himself above God. Notice what Isaiah wrote in Isaiah chapter 14, Isaiah 14, verse 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And of course, here Isaiah is referring to the devil. So we're looking at the robber. We see he climbed up. Second, he was cast down. In verse 8, we read this in John chapter 10. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. You see, Satan came on the scene before Christ was born. He showed up in the garden to deceive Adam and Eve. He was cast down from his position in the presence of God. Again in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12, we read this. As Isaiah is referring to Satan, he calls him Lucifer. He says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground? That's what he was called before he fell, Lucifer. Being cast down, he has never ceased to deceive and torment man. The Apostle Peter described him as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. So we see, we're looking at the robber, who is the devil. We see that Jesus said he climbed up. First of all, we see that he was cast down. And third, he ceases not. In verse number 10 of John's Gospel, chapter 10, we read this. Jesus is speaking. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. These three words surely describe the work of the devil in the lives of men and women today who reject the gift of God. He steals everything good in our lives. He kills every chance for the sinner to be saved. This is the force that Jesus wanted us to know was in this world. So again, we looked at the robber, who was the devil. We see he climbed up, he was cast down, and he ceases not. Now, let's turn our attention to the revealer. The revealer. As Jesus exposed the thief and robber, he made known who he was and the purpose of his coming to this world. First of all, in verse 2, we see his coming revealed him as the Son. His coming revealed him as the Son. In verse 2, we read this. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus wasn't cast out of heaven, but he came by the door that had been open from the foundation of the world. He was the one sent from God the Father. We're reminded of this in John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isaiah referred to him as the child born and the son given. The second thing we want to see about the revealer is his conception revealed him as the Savior. His conception revealed him as the Savior. In verse 3, in John chapter 10, we read, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice." Now, the porter is the Holy Spirit. It was the work of the Holy Ghost preparing in the womb of a virgin named Mary, the body in which he was to enter into this world. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, we read this, "Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." If he had been of the seed of man, then he would have been born a sinner like every man. But he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. He was perfect. He was without sin, and therefore he could be and was the Savior of the world. The third thing we want to see about the revealer is his compassion revealed him as the shepherd. His compassion revealed him as the shepherd. In verse 11 of John chapter 10, we read, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." This should be the message that would bring every sinner to a saving knowledge of Christ. He gave his life to redeem every sinner, and his blood to cover every sin. As the good shepherd, he gave his life. As the great shepherd, he conquered death. As the chief shepherd, he is coming again. We cannot be ignorant of the revealer. We know he has come, we know he has died, we know he lives. Before we move on to our next passage, I want to leave you with this. The robber and the revealer. Not being saved, a person is in the clutches of the robber, who is the devil. Each day that person rejects the offer of the revealer, Jesus Christ, they get deeper in sin. The robber and the revealer. Amen. Whose will you be? The choice is yours. Now let's move on. Again, we're still in John's Gospel, chapter 10, and we want to focus in on verse 9. John chapter 10, verse 9, and we read, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, we have a number of scriptures out of the Old Testament that refer to Jesus as the great shepherd. In Psalm 23, verse 1, we read, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, we read, in referring to Jesus Christ, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. The writer of Hebrews referred to Jesus as the great shepherd of the sheep. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 20, we read this. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The Apostle Peter wrote of the great day of the coming of the Lord and referred to him as the chief shepherd. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, we read this. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And when the chief shepherd, Peter calls him the chief shepherd. The writer to the Hebrews calls him the great shepherd. Amen. In this 10th chapter of John, we have the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, and the great shepherd. And in verse 9, we see three things that the great shepherd does for those who receive him and for those who will come to him. First of all, the great shepherd saves. The great shepherd saves. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. There is just one way to heaven, just one door to enter. The world is in a religious, confused state because there are so many different beliefs, doctrines, and practices. You see, we have promoted denominational beliefs today until we have sidelined the Bible. A young man came to the pastor's study deeply under conviction. When the pastor asked him about being saved, he replied, I want to be saved, but I can't be saved the Baptist way. I was brought up in another church. The pastor humbly said, Son, forget the Baptist way and the way you were brought up, and let's turn to the Bible way. He was saved. The Bible way. It's only one way, is there not? There is only one way. I'm reminded of what Jesus said in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen? You can't get any clearer than that. Then let's turn over to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Verse 12. In the context, it's referring to Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Remember Paul and Silas were in prison in a Philippian jail? And the Philippian jailer said to to Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Amen? Jesus Christ is the only way. The only way of salvation. You know, many will ask, they'll be trusting in their good works or their church denomination or whatever it may be. You know what we hear today too is often the expression is, we are all the children of God. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. "For ye are all the children of God." How? "By faith in Christ Jesus." My dear friend, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. As the great shepherd, he has promised salvation to all that will come in through the door. He is the door. And if you want to be saved, you have to go through one door, the only door, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see then the great shepherd saves. Second of all, the great shepherd sustains. The great shepherd sustains. Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out." The word of God is convincing that the great shepherd who is able to save is also able to sustain. We cannot believe the Bible according to the manner in which someone has lived, but according to what it says. Romans chapter 3 and verse 4, we're reminded of this. Romans 3 verse 4, it says, "God forbid, yet let God be true, but every man a liar." See, you have to believe what the Word of God says, not what a man says. Amen. What does the Word of God say? When a lost soul walks through the door of salvation, something great happens. They are birthed into the family of God. They are transformed into a child of God. They are made a new creature in Christ. Amen. Their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's good enough for everyone. It will sustain you when the old crowd comes around. It will sustain you when the great temptation comes your way. It will sustain you when you have to leave home. It will sustain you when you are young and when you get old. The great shepherd not only saves us, but he sustains us. Amen. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. See? Are you looking for security? What are you looking in for security? People looking into are looking or turning to many different things for security. Be they in the material realm that we live in, or they be in the spiritual realm. See? Be it in false religions, false preachers, false teachers. But if you want real security, amen, turn to Jesus. Because he is the great shepherd that saves and the great shepherd that sustains. Amen. So we've seen so far that the great shepherd saves, the great shepherd sustains. Thirdly, the great shepherd supplies. The great shepherd supplies. Again, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So we see the great shepherd saves. And then he says, and shall go in and out. The great shepherd sustains. And then finally, in find pasture, the great shepherd supplies. The great question in the mind of any unsaved person is the gain or loss in salvation. Amen. There is a loss sustained. You lose your sins under the blood. You lose your fear for time and eternity. You lose your habits that are wrecking your life. Amen. Not only is there a loss, but there is a gain. You gain a joy you have never known. A joy unspeakable and full of glory, as the Bible describes it. You gain a peace that you never had. You gain a real fellowship you never realized. My dear friend, you may search the world over. You may spend much wealth in trying to find it. But you will never be satisfied until you come to Christ. In John chapter 4, in verses 13 through 15, John chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, let's read these together. Jesus is dealing with the woman at the well. And he says this. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She said, Sir, give me the water. Give me the water. We've looked at the great shepherd today. The great shepherd, he saves. The great shepherd sustains. The great shepherd supplies. My dear friend, the great shepherd. The door is open right now. You're invited to come in. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Regardless what you've been taught as a child, or whatever, even what you believe in now, there are not many ways to heaven. There's only one. And you might say, well, that's a very narrow-minded opinion. Well, I'm as narrow-minded as the Bible is narrow-minded. And the Bible tells me there is only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, the door. And you have to come through that door on your own. But it's always open to you. And if you've never walked through that door, won't you walk through it today? Won't you believe it's only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that you can have your sins forgiven and secure you a home in heaven? Won't you come this day to the great shepherd? Well, this is Brother Gino Cassieri. That's all the time we have on the pastor study today. But I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. And my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you. And good day.